Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thanks to Trade Coffee for supporting the morning stream. With Trade Coffee, you get fresh roasted and ethically sourced beans from America's best independent roasters. And Trade Coffee ships free to you as often as you like, whole or ground. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, follow penis man, like and circumcise.
Naked men are problematic.
Phones have cameras now.
Scott drives Kim to puke.
Did you ever lose your taters?
Focused on the unicorn.
Emotional support ass.
Augmenting Apple's reality with Tom and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Mother thinks she'll give the guests a choice of Coke or milk. When you can offer guests a choice easily, it's a gracious gesture.
Morning Stream. It's a thing with stuff.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It's the Morning Stream for Wednesday, June 8th, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson, and joining us today in the co-host chair, Kim Soans Johnson. Whoa. How's it going?
I'm good.
You haven't been here since last time Brian was sick, I think. It was a long time ago.
He went to Ireland.
It was Ireland, right. Mm-hmm. That's right. He went to Ireland and you had to sit in. And that was good. And so every time you're on, people enjoy it. I thought, hey, let's have Kim today.
I hope so.
Because Brian is out sick. If you're wondering why we didn't have a show yesterday, Brian was pretty sick. It was super last second, so we weren't able to cover yesterday. But we're back. And hopefully he is going to be just fine tomorrow. He has a percentage thing he does where he'll say, I'm currently at whatever percent, right? And I just saw him in the chat. He popped in to say hi. He's at 42%. That's not very good.
Oh, no.
That's low. So
92%.
That's how you're feeling?
That's how I'm feeling.
I don't think I'm ever over 90. I think if I'm lucky, I'm at 90. You know what I mean? Is that bad? Should we be at a higher percentage?
Yeah, probably. Okay. But it's hard to do.
All right.
I mean, I'm a morning person, so I think that's why I'm at a higher percentage. If you asked me this afternoon, I'd be like, 79.
So if I ask you tonight at, let's say, 4:30 in the afternoon.
That all depends on if dinner's in my head or not.
Yeah.
What we're having.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I get up and go, I gotta figure something out.
We might have to have something on an app on a phone. No, it's we hope he feels better and soon.
I hope so.
Yeah. He's a quick recoverer, unlike me. I tend to languish when I'm ill and takes forever or whatever. But in his case, he's usually like,
pops right back up.
Yeah. Cause he rides his bike all the time and he's getting ready for the MS-150 and he's like way more in shape right now than I am. So I think that's probably to his benefit. His percentage will go up as a result. And I have no doubt. But anyway, Kim's here. Welcome. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
Being here.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. You know the drill here. We talk about a bunch of stuff, do a lot of morning things. You and I have taken our fair share of Ubers and Lyfts, although we prefer Lyft, don't we?
Do prefer Lyft.
Well, I found this thing. It was actually sent in by Dustin. So when I say I found it, he sent me
Someone
an email
sent
and
you
I
something.
Found the email. Yeah.
Good job.
Dustin, thanks for sending this in. He sent in this very interesting note about the 2002 Uber Lost and Found Index. These are the most common items lost and found in people's cars. So if you were an Uber driver, you would find this stuff in the back of the car, front of the car, whatever, that people leave, right?
Okay.
Do you have any guesses as to what you think the number one, what is the one thing you think most people leave in an Uber or Lyft by accident?
Phone or wallet.
Ding. Phone is correct.
Okay.
Phone slash camera is how they list it. But
oh, okay.
I don't know what other camera there would be.
My wallet is attached to my phone, so I guess that's why I said phone slash wallet.
Oh, yeah. Well, wallet's number two.
A lot of people have that. Okay.
That's number two, so you're right on the money. What do you think number three might be?
A shoe. And I only say this because I used to drive kids around a lot.
Yeah.
Park, school, library, wherever we were going.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I would end up with kids' shoes in my car. And I thought, how in the world did you forget your shoes?
Well, I guess that counts as number seven. Seven is clothing.
Okay.
Shoes are in that, do you think?
I don't know.
Are shoes clothing?
Different, because I feel like people can leave a jacket very easily. Shoes, I've never understood. Like, how did you walk out without your shoes on?
But when that R&B song says, take off all your clothes, he means shoes, too. Right.
Well,
unless you want some weirdo standing there.
In order to get a lot of your clothes off, you have to take off your shoes. I guess it depends on what clothing we're talking about.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything less attractive than a man completely naked except his shoes and his socks?
Probably not.
Probably not. Because we already suffer in this regard. We're already we have problems. Right?
It's already utilitarian.
Yeah, we already look bad. I don't know why women like us at all, or men, or anyone of any persuasion. I don't get it. I don't know why you like men. But standing there with just shoes on, what a nightmare.
Yeah,
pretty it's
much.
The worst. Now, if you had some...
I would just laugh.
If you had some pretty, like, you know, I don't know, Victoria's Secret model standing there, buck naked, but still has on the shoes.
It depends on the shoes.
That'd be fine. That sounds all right.
She's in her running shoes.
Yeah. Looks silly. But it doesn't look bad the way it does on a hairy dude. Just a hairy, freaking lumpy dude.
That's pretty bad.
Anyway.
I agree.
What do you think number... Oh, you didn't get three yet. What do you think three is? Think you got to get... I don't know.
No, I'm just going to give it away.
I was trying to give a good hint without giving it away.
Laptops or computers. Or is that on the list?
It's not on the list, surprisingly.
Wow.
Yeah, that surprises me. I thought there would be. Third one is keys.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess so.
Key your house.
You know what? You're not driving, so you don't need your keys.
Plus, what's the percentage, do you think? Like, there's got to be a pretty high percentage of Uber / Lyft passengers are drunk or being sloppy.
This is true. Or that's a lot of reasons for taking them, I would imagine.
Right. That's why they're getting picked
late
up at the
night.
Bar, because they got to get home because they don't want to drive, whatever.
There aren't as many taxis around.
Sure. This is my biggest fear. So Brian does a little bit of the Lyft driving here and there. I don't think I could do it because I just know I'd get some puker. Somebody's going to puke. I know it's going to happen.
I heard that they can charge for that, though.
Who can?
The driver.
Who do they charge? The user?
Through the app, they can charge. Because the app has the user's information, credit card, things like that. If someone were to puke in your car, you can charge them that.
You do like a barf charge?
Probably.
And the person who barfed pays, not the company?
Correct.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's cool.
I've heard that. I don't know because I've never thrown up in the car.
You felt like it a few times, but
yes, I do. Get
Kim gets car sick. Yeah. Oh, by the way, let's make a quick clarification. Everyone always wants to know why Kim is always driving me around and I'm not the one driving.
Have we not clarified this yet?
We haven't really. There's a few reasons.
There's a few. Yeah.
One of the main reason is that you get car sick and you don't like the way I drive.
Very car sick.
Yeah, and you don't like how I drive.
And I don't love how you drive. I don't love how anyone else drives.
Right.
It's not like
it's not a me thing. Everyone who drives and Kim is in. Not driving, she gets a little car sick.
I have to either be in the front.
Yeah.
If I'm in the back, I will definitely get car sick.
Let the dog sing.
Really car sick? There must be. Oh, Van must be here.
Oh, the boy got here. Anyway, yeah, like Kim needs to drive or else she feels gross.
Yes, I feel gross. Yeah.
And I don't want her to feel gross.
I like to drive also. I've got my dad's sense of direction. I kind of know where I'm going most of the time.
Yeah, unlike me.
True.
I'm bad at that. So I miss a lot of things. I don't even run the phone well when she's like, all right, give me directions. We're in Vegas
or
something.
Now I need him right now. And he's like, I'm getting it.
I'm getting it. And then we miss the exit. Oh, shoot. Okay, we'll get in the next one. It's like that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason. When she's not around, I drive just fine. I have a perfect driving record. I've only had one ticket.
Also, if Scott drives for very long, a long drive, he gets really sleepy.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No. If we go anywhere that's longer than 30, more than a 30-minute drive, I just about crash.
Yeah.
So bad. I don't know why. It's weird. It's like a form of...
It's a good setup because it's not like we're arguing over, no, it's my turn to drive. I like to, he doesn't, so...
Is that narcolepsy? What's that called?
Can you fall asleep? Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy. I don't have narcolepsy.
You don't have narcolepsy.
And so, again, I'm not trying to...
You just, the movement of the car and the sound of the car makes you
sleep.
Sleepy.
Yeah, it's nothing because, you know what it is? I blame my parents because I'm pretty sure my mom, when I would cry when I was little, when I was a baby, I think she drove me around the block to try to calm me down. I think that's what, and a lot of parents do that. I think what you're doing is making your kids poor distance drivers.
I don't think anyone's making anything here.
Okay.
You can use that for an excuse if you'd like to.
I'm making hay out of, what do they call it? Making hay? Making hay out of nothing. What is it? Is there a phrase? There's a
mountain
phrase.
Out of a molehill.
A hell hole out of a monkey butt.
Yes, that.
Let's see. Next on the list, number four, backpack or purse.
Okay.
Makes sense. It's where you keep all your shiz.
Again, you're not using those items when you drive.
And some of that stuff, in your case, the purse would have your phone in it, because right now you got like a phone purse mm-hmm. combo.
Yeah.
Which it would make me really nervous. I haven't told you this, but I don't know how you live like that. Because now I've got two important things that get lost at once.
If I lost a purse, it would have my keys, my phone, my wallet, and all the other things in my purse.
Yeah.
Every receipt, everything.
All your lady things.
My chapstick?
No.
What's your problem?
Don't you guys carry that stuff around? You got like the little deals in there?
If you need to, yes. It's not necessary. I keep my ibuprofen in my bag.
That's good. That's good. Let's see.
I know where you're going there, mister.
How about headphones and speaker? That's number five. What is speaker? Who's taking speakers with them?
I don't know.
Portable Bluetooth speaker? That guy's got to be the most annoying human on the planet. Who would take that with them? That's weird. Really? That's weird. Okay, whatever. Headphones. I get headphones. You leave your earbuds, your freaking... wireless, the Bluetoothy business, that could happen. Number six, this should be obvious. What do you think that is? Let's say, what's the thing I lose the most?
Your mind. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Besides my mind, what do I lose? What am I always going? Where are those?
Oh, your glasses.
My glasses, correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has glasses. Anyone ever found a toupee in there is what I'm wondering.
Doesn't say, although, well, seven is clothing. Who knows what that means? It doesn't
usually
say shoes.
A sweater, jacket. I hope it's not pants they're getting out of the car without.
Yeah, if they leave their pants in there, what does that even say? I don't want to know. Number eight is their vape pen or device.
Well, because that falls out of pockets.
Yeah. You ever seen vapor? Yeah, so it's... sorry. It's a Waterworld reference. But vape is a thing. So people leave those. It makes sense.
Because that's something that could fall out of your pocket.
Yeah,
they're like keys.
They're like the size of a... freaking pen. USB drive or something. They're mm-hmm. tiny. And then finally, or no, not finally, number nine, jewelry.
Okay.
Earrings.
Once again, if you're drunk and fall asleep, your earring could fall out.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You lose your earrings all the time, don't you? Or am I thinking of something else? What am I thinking of?
That's your glasses.
No. Something falls out of your head all the time. Like a thing. What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Or is it Carter that does that? I can't think of anything. Number 10 is ID, which is weird. That 2 is wallet, 10 is ID.
Some people just go around at night with their ID, though. Because their phone, they can use that as their credit card.
But why wouldn't you? Oh, okay. All
like, right. For some people, not me, they can have their phone, and that's it for the night.
Right. And that, so in Carter's case, let's say she was out on the town, right? And she doesn't have a driver's license because she hates driving. And she prefers
has an ID.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She prefers public transit. So instead she has a state-issued ID, mm-hmm. which really is weird because it's like, it's just a portrait orientation of a driver's license.
Just
that's
like
how
anyone under 21 is the same thing.
Yeah, it always looks so strange. And I think some people in places that card her see it and go, the frick is that?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me look at that.
Yeah, that doesn't
look
right.
They have to look at the date. They have to, yeah.
But it gets her into stuff and whatever. I could see her just using that all night and then mm-hmm. forgetting it in the car or whatever. You could totally
if it's
see
in
that.
Your pocket, if you're in a skirt and you're just carrying it around.
Yeah, totally could see
in
that.
Your upper pocket.
Now, good news, in the 10 most forgetful cities, Salt Lake City is not in here.
So most forgetful cities. The most, okay.
The cities that forget their stuff in Uber and Lyft cars the most.
Okay.
Second year in a row at number one, Austin, Texas.
Really?
Did you lose anything when you were in Austin last year or this year?
I didn't.
Last year? Were you there in 2021?
2021, yes. Yeah. Last summer or last fall. September. Yeah.
Yeah, last fall you were there. Charlotte, North Carolina. I had to say that way. It's not like we knew it was South. We know it's not South Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Right
two
up there.
Texas's, okay.
Yeah, Texas having real issues.
They're really forgetful.
They also, well, whatever. Won't get into it. Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
They always forget them. Dallas, Texas. So another Texas town.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Texas has got some real forgetful problems.
Yeah, what's going on? It's a lot.
It's a big state.
I guess so. Kansas City. Kansas.
Yes. I figured.
Wait, I thought Kansas City was Missouri. This is confusing. This says Kansas City, Kansas, but it's Kansas City, Missouri.
There
right? Or is it split?
Now I'm losing my mind.
It's both. I always forget because the way the team works, Kansas City Chiefs are technically Missouri.
I'm going to look this up because I don't want
shite.
You to embarrass yourself.
I am. Well,
everyone there is going, what? Are you kidding
no.
me?
No. Okay. Chat room says there's part in Kansas, part in Missouri.
Okay.
Do they both get to claim it, though? Okay. Like many,
someone else knows.
It's like St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's kind of a twin city kind of thing. Okay. There we go. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Atlanta, Georgia. These are all big hubby zones, so it makes sense. Tampa Bay, Florida. Columbus, Ohio. We were there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember losing anything there.
No. I don't think it has anything to do with you being there. It's just people.
My virginity. Lost my virginity in Columbus, Ohio. Phoenix, Arizona, number 10. So there you go. You know why? That's because it's so freaking hot. You want to just get rid of stuff. He's like, get off of me. Keys, wallet, and purse.
Clothing.
I'm too hot. Oh, clothes. Yeah. All right. Here's the most unique. This is my favorite part of the list. We've been kind of waiting for this part. All right. So all this, everything leads to this. The most unique lost items. Number one, some tater tots. It doesn't even specify like an average.
If it
just
was
says,
in a container or was it like, are they just at the bottom of the car?
It just says some tater tots. I love that. My fingernail is on the seat. It's a weird way to list that.
That would be acrylic.
It's boba time apron. Is that boba tea?
Yeah.
Or not
so
Boba Fett?
Is it the boba workers that are constantly using the Ubers?
Freaking no idea. Foldable unicorn kid chair. Don't know what that is.
Okay, that's a beach item.
Wait, for it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a foldable chair.
Oh, like okay.
Like at a concert.
So the unicorn part doesn't matter. I'm focused on the unicorn.
Correct.
It shouldn't be. 500 grams of caviar.
I just said 500 grand. I was like, wow.
Grand of caviar. Caviar would stink. That'd be a problem.
Well, maybe if it's 500 grams, it's probably a can of it.
Oh, good point.
They dropped it from the grocery store.
Got
or
it.
Wherever they were.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. My grandma's teeth is number six.
Ugh.
I don't think they mean my grandma.
But.
I know, right?
Was it on their necklace or did they lose the dentures? Like, what are we talking about?
Well, wait, here? You mean something like grandma died so you kept her dentures around your neck to remember? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, that means someone called in and said, my grandma left her dentures.
Oh, my Lord. a Buddha locket. It's hard to say that. A Buddha locket.
Okay.
A Buddha locket. A Buddha locket. You like that? Should I keep doing it?
No. How about we don't?
Cat litter and a reptile heating bug. Bulb. Sorry.
So someone left their cat litter. So they got a lift back from the pet store, it sounds like.
Sounds it. Like it to me.
Okay.
Life is tough, but so are you, blanket. That sounds like something you'd buy. Have I told everybody how Kim is so into these freaking cards that have sayings on them? Like,
look,
happiness is
Oh, my gosh, that's not even
read
true.
Me one. Tell me one. What is it?
The cards?
Yeah, the little cards you buy whenever you go to a little shop or something. They always get these
the
cards
ones they
with
frame
sayings.
And the ones that come on little blocks.
Yeah, and that say things like, Your mother was a horse.
Everyone thinks we're a nice, normal family.
Yeah, it's stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's really into that. A grass cutter and a tree trimmer got left in an Uber once. That makes no sense. How would you forget those? Probably put them in the trunk.
In the trunk, maybe?
Got real big, like heated conversation, you know, political conversation in the car. Rah, is it this and that? And then when he left, he just completely forgot the stuff he put in the trunk. That's
I also have a little sign that says, if you're going to act like a turd, go lay in the yard.
Oh, wow. That's... Do we want to talk about the neighbor turd? We have a new neighbor turd problem.
It's fine.
No, let's talk about it.
I've already fixed it.
Because Tesla's not the problem anymore. It's somebody else.
I've already fixed it.
Do you want to, I'm going to tell them how you fixed it.
Okay.
Okay. So Kim was annoyed because this dog's just wandering over and pooping
on
our
yard. Oh, it wasn't
wandering.
I drove out of our neighborhood and I see him letting his dog.
No, you see him looking
no, listen,
to see if
you
left.
He's looking at me. So yeah. He's letting his dog poop on his little part there and he looks over and he literally cranes his neck to see when I get far enough away that he walks the dog over to my lawn.
Yep.
And this is my back lawn. It's the only one that's like you can see. I'm the only neighbor that didn't put up a fence, basically.
It's also the only place where we have any substantial grass. It's right
there. So he watches to see when I leave. So that he can walk his dog over. And that's fine. But I was in a mood.
She was in a mood. So you did what?
Turned around.
Yeah.
Turned my car around, came back to my back alley, drove up to my driveway, went inside and got a dog bag and took it to him.
Took the dog bag right out to him.
And said, do you need this? And he said, sure. And then I introduced myself because he's a new neighbor.
New neighbor. Yeah.
And got to know a little bit about him, his wife, his kid lives there.
His wife doesn't know English. The kid translates for her.
The mom?
There's a grandma.
His mother-in-law.
Oh, there's a mother-in-law there. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of cute.
I met her because I went to her house to take them a nice welcome to the neighborhood treat and and you know, afterwards.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been a problem.
So you made friends.
I'm trying to not ever have it be a problem.
No. See, last time putting a sign out, antagonizing Tesla man, all that.
Antagonize. Nick put the dog poop bag tied in a nice little bow on their driveway.
And they lost their freaking minds.
It didn't go well.
2015, baby.
We're not doing that. He was 2016 because he was 16 years old.
15. I remember it. It was the same year as we had Nerdtacular.
You remember 2015?
Yeah, I do. That was a big year. Do you know why?
Nick was 16 years old, though. I remember that.
Well,
so it was 2016.
Are you sure?
Positive. I had the flu, but yes.
You were sick because those little kids, because you were teaching kids. And I was still reeling from the magic and majesty that was Mad Max Fury Road that year. You sure it wasn't 2015?
I think it was 2016.
Okay. I'll take it.
In any case. I didn't want that to happen again.
Yeah.
Because police were called last time.
Yeah, the freaking cops came.
Anyway, I took him out a bag and said, I've been meaning to put out, I think, a roll of bags out here because I have to pick up the poop so I can mow the lawn. So I really appreciate it if you pick it up. And here's a bag. And he's like, I said, do you need one? Because he goes, I usually bring bags out. I said, do you need one, though? And he said, sure. And he took it.
He doesn't usually take bags out. He always was leaving them there, which is the problem.
Well, I don't know if he was or not. The poops that are back there are from other dogs. People walk their dogs specifically to my lawn, I think.
Yeah.
Or don't pay attention when their dogs get out and they just poop on my
lawn. You know what? It's fine if you pick it up. Just pick it up. I mean, I prefer him not to do it at all, but still.
But I think some of them are even the dogs that, like Parker's dog, who it gets out. And it just runs around the neighborhood and poops in my lawn, on my plants usually, not even in the grass sometimes. And then I have to pick it all up so I can mow, and it's really annoying.
Well, I love Pooper. I love Cooper.
Pooper scooping?
Parker. I like Parker. He's a good kid, so.
I don't think it's his fault.
He gets a pass, is what I'm saying. He gets a pass. His dog gets a pass.
He does. His dog does not.
Fair enough. All right. What do you think about this one?
Okay.
Cat litter and reptile heating bulb. Well, we ever talked about that one.
Had to have been in the trunk. And they
forgot.
Had to
be, right? Had to be.
I don't.
Because it'd be a bag.
I can't imagine getting out of the car and there's a bag of cat litter sitting there. You're like, oh, I'm just going to leave it. It's fine. I'll go do this all over again.
Yeah. Like, it's no big deal. All right. How about this one? Life is tough, but sorry. Oh, we already did that one.
We did that one. The blanket.
Supreme underwear.
Okay.
What is that?
It's a brand.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. You know this? Mm-hmm. Of course you know this. I don't know this. pizza costume. All right?
Okay.
Here's my favorite.
Hold on, I know. The pizza costume's got to be kind of big.
Well, like Halloween or something.
Yeah, but it's got to be kind of big, unless they stuck that in the trunk.
Entirely possible.
Okay. Next one.
Here's my favorite, number 13. Lucky number 13. A shitty painting of a moose. That's how it's listed.
So did they go to grandma's will reading, got the painting, and then went, nah.
I don't know.
I've changed my mind. I don't really want this.
I do love it, though.
Maybe they went to a yard sale.
Could have been. Unicorn Band-Aid box. Got a lot of unicorn stuff here. A pie. Yeah.
This was after Thanksgiving dinner, and they're like, I'm going to leave it for this guy.
Yeah.
Leave it for my driver.
A Billie Eilish ukulele.
That's an odd one.
Well, she's the bad guy, so.
Right, but.
What are you going to do?
That's not something you wouldn't look back and go, oh, wait, that's mine.
I know, it is weird. 6 pool drains and an employee of the month plaque. A breathalyzer. Lost 40 chicken nuggets. 40. They counted them. Bernie Sanders fanny pack. That's hard to say. Bernie Sanders. Ooh. Oh. Bernie Sanders fanny pack. Bernie Sanders fanny pack. There, I got it.
Wow.
Harmonica.
Okay. That fell out of someone's pocket.
Yeah. A crochet strawberry my girlfriend made me. It means a lot to me. This is how it was listed on the I can't find my thing. Isn't that cute?
Oh.
I know. Made me sad. That one did.
Hopefully they got it back.
Anyway, it's a ton of other stuff. They even found a metal leg. Somebody's a prosthetic leg.
That must have been a drunk drive.
A tube for chugging drinks.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Urn with ashes.
It looks a lot like the thing I made for you when your back was out.
Oh, my pee funnel. That thing worked. My dude, never want to do that again. That was the worst week of my life. Let's see. There was an antique cane and sword. There was a pair of snorkeling goggles and a passport from China.
Wow.
Just jumping around here a little bit. A power washing machine.
How would you leave that? I guess maybe if you put it in the trunk.
Oh, power washer, like, psh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty big, though.
That makes sense. A diamond grill. Don't know what that is. Probably is. That, they don't mean teeth. Is that what they mean?
I think it could be.
Kim looks at me and just goes.
Well, I've got a camera on me. Come on, people.
She went, let's see. Let me skip down here. A brown live turtle. I don't know why it had to be brown. That's weird. A spray tan machine. And it ends up.
Oh, my gosh.
It ends up at the end with 10 pounds of burger meat.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants
that's
that.
That's a lot of burger meat.
Mm-hmm. And most of this happens, by the way, on holidays between 4 and 6 p.m. Very high rate of losses on July 4th. That's amazing stuff. I love infographic or info, weird info like this. I love it.
That is weird info.
Yeah.
On the 4th of July, it's bigger. It's worse than ever.
Yeah. It's really good. Anyway, if you want to retrieve them, you can actually tap your trips on the app, like the Uber app, and then you can say, oh, I lost my
so-and-so.
Yeah. My 60-pack condom bag or whatever the hell people are buying. Anyway, so there's that. Glad we got to read that fun list there. It's now time for the news. Do you remember that sound?
Yes, I do.
From when you were a kid?
Yep.
Today's news brought to you by Play Retro happened yesterday, Tuesday afternoon, 3:30 Mountain Time is when we recorded it. So if you missed it live, you can get the podcast. We talked all about Pac-Man and it's 42 years. Kim.
That's a lot of years.
42 freaking years of Pac-Man.
I'm 49 years, so it doesn't sound that old anymore.
Pac-Man didn't exist for 8 years or 7 years while you were alive. Think of that.
That is weird.
I know. It's weird. We talked about everything from original OG Pac-Man all the way up to some current stuff, and it was a big, hefty show, and we had tons of fun, laughed a lot. Check it out wherever you get your podcast. That's Play Retro or at frogpants.com/playretro. All right, here's a story you'll like. A traveler flew to North Carolina with 23 pounds of cocaine hidden in his wheelchair.
Oh, my gosh.
That makes it worse, doesn't it?
23 pounds? That's got to be quite the brick.
That's many pounds of cocaine. More than I'm used to hearing about. which makes sense that he used a device to carry it around. A traveler in Charlotte... excuse me, with a motorized wheelchair and secret cargo hidden in its cushions, 23 pounds of cocaine. Passenger arrived Tuesday at Charlotte Douglas International Airport from the Dominican Republic, according to a news release. Officers examined the chair and discovered packages full of cocaine Hidden within the chair seat cushions, there was a total of four weighing 23 pounds with an estimated street value of $378,000 U.S. Ooh. That's a lot of cocaine.
That's a lot.
Although I hear cocaine's cheaper than it used to be.
I don't know anything about it.
I don't either. I don't know what it used to be.
Where did you hear this?
I don't know. Somewhere I read that like some street drugs, despite like overall inflation on a lot of stuff in normal public, that some drugs have dropped.
Is that because more are
illicit
out there?
Drugs? I don't know. I don't know what that's about. Someone in the chat will have an idea.
Hmm.
Inflation-proof coke. Be a good title. Submit that. I like it. Anyway, the seizure demonstrates the dynamic border enforcement in which the CPB or BP officers operate at CLT, said Barry Chastain. He's the area port director in Charlotte. Our officers are determined to adapt and respond to these threats in an effort to stop narcotics reaching our communities.
And we appreciate that.
Around 118,000 people travel from and to Charlotte Douglas International Airport every day, according to the airport's website. I wonder if this person was actually bound to a wheelchair if they were faking it. That doesn't say.
Because that's quite the way to get it in. Yeah.
You know what you do? You make, because they're just called mules, right? But you get like an old lady. Like a sweet old lady, you know? That's what I'd do. I'd hire really...
I was going to say, get a little old mule.
Like an actual mule? This no one will notice. No one will...
Emotional support animal. No.
My emotional support ass is what it is. All right, well, that was fun. Let's do this one. You know, we got those dwindling water levels everywhere.
Everywhere.
Lake Powell looks weird. It's got a big band around it because it's all that exposed stuff that hasn't been exposed before. Anyway, that made for another weird surprise, though. They found another thing. An ancient lost city. Yeah.
How cool is that? Is that a second one? Because there's another, somewhere else there was, I think it was Lake Mead that had found a city.
I think there was another one. No, it wasn't a city. They found some ruins in Mead. It wasn't a city, but it was like, you know, village.
Or was that where they found the barrel?
Oh, no, yeah, they found the barrel with the dead guy in it. That's what it was. We heard this while we were in Vegas. Lake Mead's so low that it's exposing stuff that no one knew was down there, including a barrel with a body in it with a gunshot to its head.
I think they found a few more since
then. Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Not barrels, but other dead bodies. And
it's old, like, 60s era mobster killings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Somebody crossed the mob and didn't pay their... Whatever you pay. What do you pay in the mob? Your protection money, whatever. I don't know what you do.
I don't know.
It says here they found the ruins of a 3,400-year-old city, complete with a palace and a sprawling fort. Oh, I'd love a good sprawling fort.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
That sounds lovely.
If we move ever, sprawling fort.
Sprawling fort.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Where we can frolic.
Yeah, nude, with shoes. they've been unearthed in Iraq. This is Iraq, by the way. After extreme drought, severely depleted water levels in the country's largest reservoir. This is what archaeologists are saying, according to them on Monday. The Bronze Age settlement, long engulfed by the Tigris River, emerged earlier this year in the Mosul Dam, and researchers raced to excavate the city before the dam was refilled, which they've now done. The discovery, they're about to do. Anyway, the discovery is just the latest example of how drought conditions fueled by climate change are yielding unexpected finds. Last month in Nevada, oh, here it is. Lake Mead turned up a pair of decade-old skeletal remains.
Oh.
That's in addition to the one they think is from the 60s. So I think you're right, there are more bodies. Anyway, the ancient city located in the Kurdistan region of the site, known as Kamun, was documented by a team of German and Kurdish archaeologists. The settlement was likely a key hub during the Mitanni Empire from 1550 to 1350 BC. So 1550, yeah, because it goes backwards numbers, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, it does.
I haven't had to talk about a BC thing
like
in a long time.
100 years it was there, though?
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. Since the city was located directly in the Tigris or on the Tigris, it may have played an important role in connecting the core region to that empire. So that's all interesting. You know what? I like reading history right now. Let me tell you why. It's better than current events.
Because historically, it's better than current events.
Well, at least you're like separated from it. Like I was reading about...
Even though it was terrible at the time, and we're not totally sure if it's all accurate, if every single person's...
No, we don't know.
...of what was going on at the time.
Part of it is just you're just so far removed from it. So when you hear about, like, I was reading about a plague in a Greek city that was pretty much in the city only, but they were being attacked by Persia or somewhere. And that's, and they had this rule that you can't leave the city. We have to stay within the walls. And that's what caused the outbreak. And that's what caused like thousands of people to die. There's maybe only 100,000 people there to begin with. And so it was a pretty big deal. And it was probably, they think it was bacterial based on some stuff they know now. And had it been now, it would just been a quick trip to the doctor and you'd been done. But back then, it was just wiping all these people out. And there's something about looking at it from thousands of years later that just, it's almost comforting. It's almost like comfort food for me.
Okay.
I like history.
They dealt with this too.
Yeah, they dealt with it too, but also.
But they didn't have the antibiotics and the.
Yeah. But I'm away, I'm separated from the misery, you know? And all I can do, and so from this angle, I can just go, oh, yes, this is a thing.
It's kind of like what's happening now, but it's going to be put into a couple of sentences. And you're like, this is stupid.
It is stupid.
Because we're in the middle of it, and it's so much and so big. It's your world.
Yeah, it's the world we're in.
So, yeah.
Because I'm sure back then it was also a lot of people yelling at each other and a lot of infighting and a lot of whatever.
After listening to my family's history as told to me by some of my aunts and uncles while I was in Mississippi this time,
mm-hmm.
I recorded some of the stories, and you realize that it wasn't what you thought. I mean, it was kind of like now, whereas all these little stories you have, everyone has their own.
Has their own story.
All little fun stories, and what's happened this year or this week or this month.
Do they differ? When you have the story, but your sister might tell it differently or something?
Absolutely. I think everyone's is different. But when you look at these historical finds or these historical stories, I feel like they are this big overarching story. And it's this, you know, here's what happened. But in everyone's daily lives, it's all very different.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Like it is now.
That's true. I was just thinking the other day. We got to get that. We got to get the audio from your uncle and convert all that because he's got some great stories. But I was thinking the other day just how strange or how short time is, because your grandfather on that side, old school, almost cartoon racist, right?
Yes.
Just the ridiculous racist from the most basic, like, you're different from me, therefore, you know, that just that kind of not the complicated racism we have these days. Just this like raw, I'm white, you're black kind of racism. Mm-hmm. And he was horrible that way. But then your dad and his brothers and sisters, they're in
it's
the awkward
varying.
it's an awkward phase. Mm-hmm. Like for some reason they all named your oldest uncle Uncle Blackie. Even though, well, we know why, because he had really dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's because he's got some heritage that nobody wanted to admit to down there.
They all do.
They called him Uncle Blackie, and it was no big deal, because that's just what you did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this phase of, like, less overt, but a little, it's kind of embedded, but not
middle.
Quite.
Yeah.
And then there's your generation, where none of you are like that at all.
No.
Kim's the least racist person I ever met in my life. It's just interesting to me. That's progress, I guess.
It's progress. It's also where the time that I grew up wasn't allowing for you to be that. I mean, sorry. It still did allow a lot of people to be that.
Yeah, there's still people now.
But in my mind, it didn't allow me to do that.
Right. It's just a different... I don't know. I think it's progress, I think.
I hope so.
I think that's what that is.
I did go down and find, you know, that still people my age are... If they're there, still some people are still racist.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... I think it's the way you were raised, and I was raised to be a good person.
Yeah.
And that is where it all comes down to.
But isn't that it's strange that it just went from, like, your dad, who's, like, regional manager of a KKK unit or whatever. Not your dad. Your grandfather. Sorry. Your dad's not like that at all. He is nothing like that. But he's literally...
there's a lot of history there, and it's interesting to me, because the more history you find out about my family, we're a very... mixed race family.
Oh yeah.
In the past.
Yeah.
And so it is amazing to me that you can be racist against people who you are related to.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Well, look at us on screen right now. So both our cameras are up. I'm the whitest human being you've ever seen. By any stretch of the imagination. I'm like a Swiss man, right? Kim over here, nice skin. Tans up nicely. You go and go to into the beach or whatever, you come home tan. I go to the beach, I come home with red. 50 forms of potential skin cancer and red. Like, it's horrible. So turns out you can trace like Kim's lineage like back to Jefferson's slaves
and Choctaw Indians
and Choctaw Indian tribe, mm-hmm. and like all of this stuff. And your mom's still a little uncomfortable about all that, but in her generation's way of uncomfortable.
Yes,
it's different now. We're open about it. Anyway, that was a fun little side note. Let's do this story. this is so stupid. Arrested Arizona penis man claims there are more penis men like him. I know. Well, wait till you hear this.
What?
I know.
It's a penis man.
you're going to learn. Many people believe the infamous penis man graffiti artist who tagged dozens of spots in Arizona was brought to heavy-handed justice by Tempe police on Tuesday. But let's see. Containing the spirit of penis man will be much harder than anyone expected. According to the Phoenix New Times, a man named Dustin Schomer posted on Facebook Saturday morning that he was arrested in Phoenix in his condo by a SWAT team.
Okay.
Scary.
That would be really scary.
He says, quote, "They raided my condo and vehicle and swarmed my entire office complex in West Phoenix with 25 heavily armed SWAT officers and pointed a silenced assault rifle in my face," he wrote. He was booked on 16 counts of aggravated criminal damage, 8 counts of criminal damage, and 1 count. Wait. Oh, aggravated criminal damage is different than actual mm-hmm. criminal mm-hmm. damage. I don't get it. Anyway, and 1 count of criminal trespassing, all related to incidents where he spray painted penis man on various buildings and objects.
The word?
The words penis man. Yeah, it's separate. Two
so
words.
So it's the words.
Yeah, the words.
Not just.
Not a wiener.
Not just painted a penis.
Not like
on
a wiener. No.
That's why I asked.
It's good. I'm glad you asked.
I assumed maybe he was just running around painting penises on everything like every other 13-year-old boy.
Well, this guy claims when they said, "So you're the penis man?"
Okay.
He says, "No, I'm just a follower of the true penis man."
Oh, okay.
So apparently,
there's another one out there.
There's a penis man who has a whole bunch of minions out carrying out the penis man.
Are they his minions or are they just followers? Because I think there's a difference.
Well,
I mean, either he's telling them to do this or they're like, "We respect what you do. We're going to go do the same thing."
That's a really good question.
Like, does he know?
How do they respect it? It's such a weird thing, isn't it?
I feel like there's a few different versions of that, yeah.
It's hard to explain. But he says he's just one follower of many who did the taggings.
Okay.
So
we're going to see more of this then.
We're going to get more Penis Man. Are you excited? It's like a sequel to an MCU movie. Penis Man is here, and
Penis
he's
Man
ready.
Too.
Penile conspiracy, that's right, says the chat. Anyway, so there you go. Schomer might be the penis man. He might not be. Who knows? Arizona, good luck with your penis man track down job over there. Seems a little heavy handed to have that many heavily armed SWAT officers for a tagger. Doesn't it?
Depends on what they tagged.
Penis man.
I mean, was it a federal building or was it the local 7-Eleven? You know?
That's a good point. Was it the mayor while he slept?
He's got it written across his face.
Woke up with penis man. Oh, no.
Aggravated. That is aggravated.
Aggravated. That is aggravating to have someone put penis man on your forehead.
Yeah, I think that determines what is going on here.
Yeah, fair enough. Chat room, you guys want to see something cute? Sorry, I just cut it out of the side of my
eye. You want to see something cute.
Kim can't see this, but
what are you putting
I mean,
on?
You can if you want. You just can't from where you're sitting. I found this old picture of her sliding down one of those big blow-up slides with Nick when he was 4 years old. I found out this is from 04. He had barely turned 4 that summer. And look how fun you two are having. And how tan you are, by the way. And how tan he is. Apparently my jeans don't matter worth a poop. Isn't that cute, though? All right, everyone at home didn't get to see it. That's okay. I put it up on Twitter. All right, here's a fun one for moms everywhere. You're a mom.
I'm a mom.
Yeah, you know what's up. And you used to, you know, buy tickets and take the kids to things like concerts or whatever.
Absolutely.
Well, this mom has regrets. A mom accidentally bought tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers bagpipe tribute band. She thought it was the Chili Peppers.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Instead, she got a bagpipe cover band.
Very different.
Turns out very different. In 2022, here's a reminder. You want to pay close attention to what you're purchasing earlier this year. There was a fan who mistakenly purchased tickets to see Red Hot Chili Peppers. Instead, got the tribute band.
The bagpipe.
Yeah.
That's even a whole nother level of I got it wrong.
Look, I don't want to.
I mean, I love the bagpipes. Don't get me wrong. But Red Hot Chili Peppers bagpipe tribute band.
I don't want to go up too far off the road here, but I actually think I might prefer that concert.
Maybe.
It's more interesting.
Depends on what she was doing, though. Was she buying it as a gift for kids? Like, that would suck.
Do they have a version
of
gift? Do they have a version of Flea in the band? Will he perform? There's a guy that I saw in shoes but naked.
Yeah.
In the documentary about the 1999 Woodstock. He performed with the Chili Peppers on stage, mm-hmm. nothing on but a pair of shoes and a guitar.
There you go.
Or his bass.
Yeah, you can cover it up.
He didn't.
Oh, man.
No. But now he's on the Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah.
That just reminds me of Shorzy, by the way.
Shorzy. Oh my gosh.
Cover it up, buddy.
Shut the F up, Sanguinette. Dude, we really like Shorzy a lot.
Yeah.
Like a whole lot.
I've already watched it twice.
Twice now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing you would ever name? What are the circumstances? What circumstances would have to exist for you to recommend that to your mother?
That's just never going to
happen. They don't exist.
No.
There's no scenario.
She would not appreciate it.
Yeah, there's
no
scenario.
She would not laugh.
She wouldn't get it.
She wouldn't think it was funny. She wouldn't understand half of what they're saying. Yeah. So.
Shorzy's so good, you guys.
It's really funny.
I can't believe they pulled that off. Anyway, yeah. So the Pipers, the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Do you hear
okay.
that? Do you get that? Do you get that?
Yep.
That's,
I get it now.
She got them for. She says, my mom thought she got tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was, in fact, the Chili Pipers, stated Emily Bennett in the viral video. This is a TikTok that came out on. She later commented, it was actually a great time. Disclaimer, we wore masks the whole time. The clip shows a bit of the Pipers playing Killer's classics. So they're playing Killer's songs.
Okay.
I don't like the Killers. You like the Killers? Not a fan. Should I like
some.
Them?
Some. Some of it I like.
I don't like them. I don't know why I don't like them. I just don't.
It's just one of your things.
They just don't sound right to me. Something's weird. But she said it was okay. Turned out it was fun. They actually turned out way better than the instance of accidental purchase back in April. A Detroit fan named Aaron ended up with tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers tribute band, thinking he'd scored cheap tickets for a group under 400-person capacity venue, only to realize his mistake and was unable to get a refund. So he went to and also had a good time.
And enjoyed it. Good.
You know what? I'd see the Pipers. It's fine. Set it up. Let's go. I don't mind. What's wrong with the Chili Pipers?
Nothing at all.
Nothing
apparently.
At all. Is that Van?
Probably.
Does he want to come see you?
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Maybe.
I wouldn't turn him down if he wanted a quick hi. Do you want to go see if he wants to see you?
I can text Carter.
All right. Let's just see if he wants to pop in.
All right.
We're a family show today. You know, Brian's down with the illness, so why not go full Johnson here? See what we can do. Chili Pipers are the next Nerdtacular. See, that'd be perfect for something like that. I don't know. That's the thing. They're cheap for everyone else, but probably a little rich for us. I don't know if we had to get the whole band. Are they actually downstairs or upstairs? Can you hear them?
I think they're upstairs because I can hear something rolling around upstairs.
Well, hopefully it's floor. No one in their grave.
It's fine.
All right. That's it for news, isn't it? Is that my last news story? Let me make sure I read that right.
I can't see
any. I know you can't see any of this. I give Kim no notes. She can't see anything.
It's all right. I like being here.
I don't. You like having. She has no responsibilities over there.
I like it.
Can't even see the chat. The chat's here yapping on, and you don't know what they're saying.
What are they saying?
Well, things
are they
like
saying anything about me.
Let's see.
Anything negative about me?
Chili Piper's next Nerdtacular. Oh, bring him in.
What are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing? Are you hanging out?
I am.
Yeah? What's your favorite dinosaur?
T-Rex.
Okay. What's your favorite animal?
I love tigers.
You like tigers?
It changes all the time.
You like this Pops? Oh, I like this Pops, too. He's pretty good Pops. Who's your favorite Nana?
Right there.
Yeah. How about your favorite Carter?
There.
Yeah, is he right there?
Playing blocks.
He's going to go play blocks. Okay, go play blocks with Aunt Carter, and we'll see you later.
He's all, come on. Come on, Nana.
Carter walking around with her blue hair. See you soon.
Bye, Nana. Bye, Nana.
He's so cute. I can't stand it. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Tom Merritt will be here. Got a little bit of the old Wednesday Tom Merritt time where we talk about the daily tech news. So that'll come up here shortly. Are you excited for... Well, you didn't pay attention to that Apple stuff this week.
No, I didn't.
It's mostly like stuff you're going to get for free on your phone. So.
Very cool.
Like if you send me a text and you say,
I don't even have to worry about that. See, it'll just show up.
If you ever say, I want a divorce, you can say undo and then change it to, I need pizza.
I need a hot dog.
Yeah. Or whatever it is you truly meant to say. That was one thing. It was actually kind of a boring event. It's a developers conference, so it's not meant to be the big like consumer. Yeah, hey, here's everybody's things. We're not getting new phones and
that
stuff.
Makes sense.
Anyway. I doubt we'll talk about that today because it's already been talked about this week, but maybe, who knows? I don't know what Tom's got up his sleeve, but we're going to find out together here shortly when Tom Merritt joins us here on the show. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song. Brian's not here to do his magic, so I'm just going to play stuff I like. And it so happens one of the things I like is a song he played here on the show before, and I liked it so much that I'm going to play it again. I don't even know how long it's been, but it's Learn to Fly, originally by the Foo Fighters, or Foo Fighters. There's no the. Did you know that? There's no the. It's just Foo Fighters.
I did know that.
Yeah. I'm bad at remembering that.
That's okay. We'll let it go. We'll let it slide.
Learn to Fly, great song, amazing song. Everyone loves that song. I think this is David Letterman's favorite song, I think. And that's why he had him play it at his last episode.
Oh, there you go.
I think, when he was late night guy. Anyway, I think that's right. Anyway, this is a Learn to Fly cover by a cover band called Itunana. I-T-U-N-A-N-A. How would you say that? Itunana. It's a good lady voice singing and some other folks there doing stuff. I don't know them very well. I just know this song is really rad. So I'm going to play it now. When we come back, it'll be Tom Merritt. So stay tuned.
Could take all night. Think I need a devil to help me get things right. Hook me up a new revolution, 'cause this one is a lie. We sat around laughing and watched the last one die. Now I'm looking for a complication, looking 'cause I'm tired of lying.
Oh, it's so nice not to have to compromise on certain things, you know? Like, I don't know, coffee? How do you feel about good coffee? Well, let's talk about Trade Coffee. All right? They make amazing stuff. Trade Coffee connects customers with the freshest and best-tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with, let's call them the country's best craft roasters. Yeah, how about that? How you like that? These are independent businesses, by the way, from big cities, small towns, all over the place. And Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for them. That's pretty awesome. Expert-tasted coffee is what you're going to get. Trade Coffee, their actual team, they have a team of these guys. They taste test thousands of coffees to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship any day, whenever you need it. And there's no one perfect coffee out there, but, you know, there is a perfect coffee for you. And Trade's human-powered algorithm is going to find it. All right? They're so confident, in fact, they've got a first-match guarantee. If they don't match you right the first time, they probably will. But if they don't, they'll take your feedback and an actual coffee expert will work with you to send you a brand new bag for free. How's that? That's a pretty good deal. A pretty good trade, you might say. Anyway, we've loved the entire process working with them. The experience was insane. I was surprised how the results from the quiz worked. That was super intuitive and great. And they sent just what we wanted. My wife is a connoisseur, and she's loved everything we've gotten from them. You will too. They're awesome. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free, by the way. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/TMS and let Trade find the coffee that you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/TMS for $30 off.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. But here's my number. Call me maybe.
Yeah. The Morning Stream. I'm a leaf on the wind. Watch how I soar.
We have returned. Once again, that song is Learn to Fly, Foo Fighter song, but covered by I Tunana.
I like the way you say it.
It's fun to say.
Tunana.
It's fun to say I Tunana. All right. We're going to get Tom in here. We're going to talk tech. We're going to find out what's going on in the world of technology, and we'll do that by playing this first.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man is Tom Merritt, joins us here on Wednesdays. We talk about technology and what's happening in the news with technology and otherwise stuff that will end up on the Daily Tech News Show later today, which I'll be a part of because it's Wednesday. Tom, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. And what's with being early?
I am a little early, aren't I? A couple minutes. Weird.
Yeah.
Caught me off guard.
It's totally fine. I've been working on this story, and I was kind of hoping to have it in my Substack, and I'm like this close.
Oh, you're
like,
this close.
Look, it's not being early today, but that's fine. It'll go out as soon as we're done talking here. All right. About why Apple didn't announce an augmented reality headset on Monday.
Oh, that's interesting. You know what? I hadn't even given any thought until right now, but yeah, they didn't. And kind of people thought they might because the developers conference would be a good place for devs to get their hands on code and start messing with stuff and build out beta junk and all that. And it didn't happen. Why do we know?
I don't. I'm sure people do at Apple.
Yeah.
But there's some good folks out there with some good ideas about this, including Mark Gurman from Bloomberg and Ming-Chi Kuo, the analyst. Those folks are very good at this sort of thing. So the Ming-Chi Kuo tweets are probably the best on this. He tweeted that he thinks Apple's headset shipping date got postponed because of the Shanghai lockdown. Lockdown, if people don't know, caused because China has a zero COVID policy, caused a lot of factories to either shut down temporarily or go into slow mode as they moved all of their workers on campus so they could continue working without having to go home because China or Shanghai wasn't allowing people to move around for a while. And that really did interrupt a lot of things. It didn't interrupt everything. The Foxconn, which assembles a lot of Apple's products in Shanghai, said that they were able to sort of keep going. I think they lost maybe a day or two. But that probably meant that development stuff got put on the back burner, such as a mixed reality headset. And so essentially what Kuo's saying is, we're going to get engineering and validation tests in Q3 this year.
Yeah.
You'll probably hear more from him on that once that happens, because that's when stuff tends to leak out through supply chain partners. And then we might actually get an announcement or some kind of media event in January, an SDK for developers within a month after that, pre-orders in Q2, and by WWDC next year, you'll be able to get this thing off the shelf at an Apple store. So it feels like this is not like the Apple car or the Apple TV, where they've got an idea, but they don't really know, is it ready yet? This feels like, because they've also back in May apparently showed it off to their board of directors, they've got the product. They just need the logistics to be worked out so they can get the timing. And Apple pretty much does things when they want.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk out there about, oh, Apple's doing it because the public perception or they want to fool people into this or that. I'll be honest, that's probably in Apple's calculations at the very end. It's the last thing they consider. Everything else is it ready? Do we like it? When can it ship? And then they back out dates from there.
Sure. And there was talk, or there was, you know, rumor of more or new hardware coming out of Meta this year, which still may happen before the end of the year. And so I think a lot of people are like, well, it'd be really cool if they beat them to the punch on whatever their next effort is. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Just like Apple really made sure to beat BlackBerry and Trio to the punch on a smartphone.
Exactly. Right? This
The fact that they didn't sure hurt them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is kind of my point. Like, they kind of don't need to. They're in a position where they're in the ultimate position of doing it with whatever timing they want to. Obviously, we want to be, you know, smart about it, whatever that means for them. But they're not in any kind of rush, and I think I'm okay with that. But I am excited, or I guess anxious, to see that space get mixed up a little. You know, like not just have Meta be
mixed
the only
reality get mixed up.
Yeah, like, see what I did? But you know what I mean. Like, some Meta is doing great with what they've got, and that's great. But nobody else has really blown anyone's minds on the retail side or on the consumer side. And there's some high end options and other stuff going on that's interesting. But I just think there needs to be some, I don't know, I guess I'm just asking for competition. And I don't care if it's Apple or whoever. I just love to see more going on.
Yeah, there was a story we talked about yesterday on the show about Uber Eats getting into the business of shipping food nationwide in the U.S.
Yeah.
So you could order from a sandwich shop, get a Cubano in Miami, and have it shipped to you in Omaha. That I caused a couple of my friends to like, they're coming for Goldbelly, those bastards, which, you know, yes, that's funny and it's true. But on the other end, I was like, I'd rather have competition than consolidation, because another one of my friends pointed out, like, you know, they could have just bought Goldbelly instead of competing with them. And so, yeah, if Meta comes out with a headset, if Google comes out with a headset, and Apple comes out with a headset, we win because we have three, if not more, because there's others out there to choose from. Now, Microsoft running into a little bit of a bump on the HoloLens front because the head of their department there is on his way out. HoloLens group leader Alex Kipman leaving the company for toxic behavior. I don't know if that will slow them down, but it's certainly not going to help them.
Oh, he's leaving for committing toxic behavior, not a new company called Toxic Behavior.
Correct. Okay. He's leaving because of his own toxic behavior.
All right. Because I've been trying to get an interview with this company called Super Evil Megacorp.
And,
and obviously it's very tongue in cheek on their side, but and they're ex-Blizzard people, so they, you know, take for whatever you want out of that. But
sure.
But it reminded me of that, and thought maybe there was some foolery going on there. But all right, well, I don't know. I just want to see this market get competitive. That's all. I just want to see more stuff, and I'm very interested in what Apple does. I'm interested in HoloLens 2. I'm interested in. Did we ever get anything from the Leapfrog, or what are they called? Frog.
Frog pants?
No. Yeah, the frog pants mixed reality headset that I'm working on.
Magic Leap.
Whatever happened
they pivoted,
to that?
They pivoted to Enterprise. Okay. They're still working on it, but they pulled a Google Glass and they said, you know who can pay the price we need for this? Big companies with big budgets. And honestly, I think that's probably a smarter move because the technology was not as much more advanced as the hype they had built around it implied.
Yeah.
But there was really something there. And so that's where they're going with it, with the idea that eventually they might come out with a consumer facing product still, but they want to consolidate their gains in the enterprise sector first.
That makes sense. Plus, you know, leave it to, they probably know the writing's on the wall. The Microsofts, the Apples and the Metas of the world are all going to be chasing the consumer market. Let them chase it. Let's focus on enterprise, do our thing.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's a smart move for a lot of companies to say, let's build a product that works in the enterprise and learn what works there.
Yeah.
And then get the cost efficiencies to be able to come out with a consumer device that's more affordable.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Well, we'll talk about some of that today and among many other hot tech stories that always land on Wednesday for some reason. We always have amazing Wednesdays. So I'm looking forward to that. Tom, anything else going on you want to mention?
Yeah, I'm going to press publish on this Substack article right now.
Whoa.
For y'all. This is a TMS exclusive.
Man, this is intense.
The news that I'm pressing a publish button. But yeah, if you want to get my write-up on what we've been talking about, in addition to our discussions both here and on DTNS, you can go to techtom.substack.com
and
sign up. This one's going out to paid subscribers, but I do have things that go out to everybody as well. So go check it out at techtom.substack.com.
Nice. Oh, and Kim, you should say hi to Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi, Kim.
Sorry, my wife is co-hosting today because Brian's down ill, and I completely forgot to ever say anything while you were here.
I heard a little laugh, and I was like, that doesn't sound like Ibbot.
No, that's how sick he is. He's got a lady voice all of a sudden. Well, it's good to have you, man. I look forward to seeing you this afternoon. We'll see you then.
All right, thanks, man.
Bye now. Oh, sorry, I should have made that more of a thing.
I always like saying hi to Tom.
There's your camera. Okay. Sorry, I got to fix all this now. There we go. Okay. All right. Now we're going to read an email. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Good. Here's Jacob talking about dentists. We don't like dentists. We like our dentist.
No one really loves the dent. Going to the dentist.
We don't
dentist.
Like going. Yeah. We like the guy. Our dentist. He's a great guy, but I don't like going there. If I never had to see him again, that'd be fine.
We'd still send a Christmas card.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's all right. Jacob wrote in and says, hey, Scooch and Bourbon. He's Brian. We always have the S&B names. It doesn't count for you. What could you be? You could be Kilimanjaro. I don't know. Says, wanted to chime in on your dentist story from episode 2295. I had a very similar experience where one dentist doctor told me I need to have my front teeth filed down. I scheduled the appointment, was preparing for the worst, got to the appointment, and the assistant seemed a little confused about what was being done. Didn't think it was needed for such a minor procedure. The other doctor came in and was like, yeah, we shouldn't do this. They were going to irreversibly grind off part of my teeth. What the hell, he says.
Oh, my God.
All this to say, years ago, I jokingly started saying dentists are all made up and we don't have a way to actually confirm what needs to be done. We just have to accept their word and pay them hundreds of dollars. Thousands is more like it for some of us with bad plans. After they torture us, having heard your story and many others like it, I'm beginning to laugh less at this idea and think it might be a scam. Thanks for all your podcasts and content. I rarely make it to a live show, but they bring a lot of joy to my day-to-day life. Well, thank you very much, Jacob. I'm not super conspiratorial on it, except that,
like most doctors, they have different opinions.
Yeah, and there will always be some who are like, we sure make a lot of money on x-rays. Let's get some more x-rays done. You know what I mean? Like,
there
someone somewhere.
There will be some. And there will always be all the different doctors that do the same thing.
Yeah.
We've happened to find a few doctors and dentists that we like
for
the reason that they do like to do certain tests, but don't like to. They want to make sure we get all the information.
Yeah, I like it. They don't just order tests and go. I remember one time a doctor goes, well, let's just do another CT scan. I'm like, I just did a CT scan.
Yeah,
well,
and you have to pay for it every time.
Yeah,
too.
I'm like, no, so, I'm not doing another one. I can't believe they almost made me do that. I was so annoyed that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, because we went to the hospital to get it done, and she's like, the girl sitting at the desk was like, didn't you just recently have one? And we're like, like 6 months ago.
Like, not even that, like 4 months. And they're like, why are we doing this today? I'm like, good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So before we paid our money, she was like, let me look at this. Let me look at your chart and realize there was nothing new they could have learned from doing it again.
Yeah. Well, in my case with the, I'm willing to chalk up my problem with the other guys. Younger, hasn't seen this tooth before, doesn't really know the best solution. And my main doctor I always see there has been doing this for 30 years.
And he's been seeing you for
20-something.
20 years. 20, almost.
Yeah.
Well,
Nick was 4, years. So 16 years.
No, 18 years.
The year before I'd last barfed, 2004.
18 years.
Yep, 04. That's when we first went.
That he's seen your mouth.
He's been in my mouth.
He's looked at it. He remembers you every time you're in the office.
Yep.
Remembers your name. Like, he's a really good dentist. The other guy, it was a brand new to the office.
Yeah.
Fine. He does fine work, but he hasn't been talking to you and talking about your situation for 18 years.
Yeah. He's been putting stuff in my mouth for 16 years.
18.
18 years. Wait.
18 years.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
I don't like that. I don't like
it. Yeah. We've liked him enough to stay there for 18 years. We've had plenty of opportunities to move to other dentists.
We've moved and we're far away from him now. Yeah. And we still go back to him because I like him that much. But it's only when he does it. I don't want anybody else. I'm going to start saying that.
Well, now it's in your chart. I think that you only see Dr. Matthews.
Does it? That must suck for that other guy. He probably sees that and goes, oh.
That's okay.
He didn't like my idea of charging him $1,600 for a thing he didn't need.
It's okay.
All right. Jacob, thanks for your email. Send those emails in to themorningstream@gmail.com. All right. And also support the show if you can. Patreon.com/TMS. It's a great way to show your love for the podcast as well as support its hosts. We need it now more than ever. Patreon.com/TMS. Everything else is at frogpants.com/TMS. All right. We're out of here a little bit early today, earlier than usual. No recommendals this week. We'll be doing them next week. Next week, we'll have me, Brian, Randy, and Nicole doing recommendals.
Wow.
It's awesome. A foursome. Wait.
I would just recommend Shorzy.
Yeah, Kim would just recommend Shorzy again, which I recommended last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I am rewatching Justified, though, and I'm really enjoying it second time around.
That's because Justified is amazing.
Yeah.
Justified holds up.
Sorry. I know you weren't going to have recommendals, but...
Why not? It's all on Hulu, right?
And the newest episode of Somebody Feed Phil.
Oh, and Somebody Feed Phil. Yeah. His dad died, though, I'm sad.
Sorry, the newest season.
Newest season.
There's a new season.
His dad died between the last one and this one, and that's sad. Because he used to be this little thing at the end of the show all the time. Now it's various comedians, which is fine.
Telling their jokes.
It's like
that
Paul Reiser looks like he's a raisin. What happened to that guy? Whatever, we're all getting old. That's it for the show. All right, so Kim, thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, stick around. I'll have you do titles with me real quick.
Okay.
And we'll read those. It'll be super easy.
Sounds great.
For everybody else, we're going to leave you with a song. Yeah, that's right. Another musical selection. One that I also quite enjoyed that Brian played one time. These are both Brian played one time's songs. And can't find where I wrote it down. There it is. Deco, a group that I was actually... I guess introduced to on the show, but hadn't heard it here because we don't play them live. We put them in later, and I must have missed that one. And their cover of Bittersweet Symphony. It's a bittersweet. You know the song?
Yeah. yes, I do.
And Deco had the reason I ever heard it is I happened to see one of their TikTok videos where they covered part of the video for this song. And I thought, oh my gosh, I got to hear this. And I said, hey, Brian, have we done this song? And he's like, totally, we've done that song. So I went and tracked it down. I'm going to play it again now. It's Bittersweet Symphony covered by Deco. It's awesome. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully Brian in tow. Hope he feels better. All vibes and wishes his direction as he continues to convalesce from whatever gooky gunk garbage he is dealing with right now. Thanks again, Kim, and everybody listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Sleep to
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
God damn respect!
Oh my gosh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.